Hey, it's Mark Schlereth of the Sinking Truth Podcast. The NFL playoffs are here, and I'll be breaking down every matchup as we get toward the big game. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I on the Sinking Truth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Adrian Smith is a five-time member of the U.S. Women's National Flag Football Team, a two-time gold medalist in tackle football, and a six-time national champ with the Boston Renegades, highly decorated in this sport that we love, and we're really excited to welcome her now from Radio Row, from Super Bowl week. And Adrian, it's awesome to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us. What does it mean to you to be there in New Orleans?
Yeah, Super Bowl is amazing. It literally is a football mecca, and I've been coming to Super Bowl weeks for probably over a decade now. I'm a huge fan of the sport. I love the NFL, and what better place to be? It's like Disney World, but for football fans.
And I understand you have a couple of events on your schedule, like the Native American football game, and also participating in Jen Welter's Camp for Women. What about these two events appeals to you?
Yes, so I'm really excited. I will be serving as the head coach in the Native American Youth Foundation's first ever celebrity flag football event that will be occurring here in New Orleans. So I'm going to be coaching the teen girls in the flag game, and I'm really excited about that. And then for Jen Welter's camp, which is on the 7th, I mean, Jen and I, we've been teammates since 2010 and 2013, when we were members of the U.S. Women's National Tackle Football Team. So Jen has a fantastic camp for women. It's called A Day in the Life. And we really do take these women through what it's like to be an NFL player just for one day.
Okay, give us an example. What is it like? Something that maybe women or men might not understand about being in a camp for a day.
I think what most people don't realize is that football players, Amy, football players are really smart. You have to be smart to play this game. It's not about just brawn and speed, you know, strength, but there's intelligence that's involved. So one of the first things we do at the beginning of the camp is we go to school. We sit the ladies down. Jen has put together a phenomenal playbook, her A Day in the Life playbook, and we run the women through position groups. We run them through offensive schemes, defensive schemes. So even before we hit the field, we're in the classroom.
What type of a reaction do you get from the women who participate?
They absolutely love it. It's a dream come true. You know, we've got women, it ranges anywhere from like 18 to 60. And at the end of the day, all of these women have always just wanted to know what it was like to play football. So through the A Day in the Life camp, we give them that experience. And as you know, Jen Welter was the first woman to coach in the NFL. She was a coaching intern for the Arizona Cardinals. So she really has firsthand experience and knows what she's talking about.
We're really excited to spend a few minutes with Adrian Smith, who is a trailblazer herself, a five-time member of the U.S. Women's National Flag Football Team. She's got gold medals in tackle football and also member of the national champion Boston Renegades, and it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Okay, so which one do you like better, flag football or tackle football, Adrian?
That's like asking me, do I like Snickers or Reese's Peanut Butter Cups better? They're both amazing, Amy. Come on. They're both amazing. Sometimes I feel like a peanut butter cup. Sometimes I want some Snickers, right? It's the same thing. Sometimes, you know, tackle football, it's amazing. Smash mouth football, there's the physicality of it. But then with flag, there's more about speed. It's more about finesse. Apples and oranges. I can't choose.
Flag football is something that I think a lot of people view as a kid's game, one that you would see on the playground. I certainly played it when I was growing up. It's now included in the Olympics. So what's a strategy, a key strategy that you can share about flag football?
Okay, so I am the wide receiver. I love offense. And I've competed internationally for the United States in flag football since 2008. So I've been around the block a few times. And the game has progressed such that if you really want to do well on offense, you have to have two quarterbacks. So a two quarterback setup. And again, when we're talking about international flag football competition, it's 5-on-5, really fast, really, really quick, dynamic and intense game. And if you can have two people that can throw very well, two QBs, it gives you an advantage against other teams.
What does it mean to you to represent your country in the red, white and blue in a sport that you love?
It has been a dream since I was a little girl. You know, I grew up watching Olympians, and I said one day I want to do the same thing. I thought it was going to be softball, honestly, Amy, because I played softball since like the fourth grade. But I always loved football, and I just felt like it was my best sport. Thank goodness I've been born in an era where I can actually play football. And there's nothing like putting on the red, white, and blue, having that USA across your chest, across your back, and just representing your country around the world. There's no other feeling like it.
And the 28 Olympics will be here, primarily on American soil. Are you planning on being part of them again?
I'm going to be there some way, somehow, Amy. Maybe you have to, you know, we have to do a follow-up interview at that point. Yes, I'm going to be there some way, somehow. I want America first. I want America to win. I want America to get the gold medal in both the women's and the men's division. So I'm all for that.
Awesome. Well, Wednesday is National Women and Girls in Sports Day. So it's an honor to have you on the show. How are you seeing the sport grow among girls and women?
It's growing like gangbusters, like out of this world, because, you know, the NFL is the number one sport in America. And so for the longest time, over half the population, I think women were like 51%, over half the population could not participate. And so now that has changed, Amy, and doors and have opened. And now you've got girls being able to live out their dream of being like the quarterback, of being the wide receiver, et cetera. And women doing the same thing. It's just, it's more fun for everybody.
Adrian Smith is with us from New Orleans. So excited to hear your passion for the game of football, but also passing along the knowledge. And to that end, oh my gosh, you've developed a card game to help young people understand the game of football. How does it work?
So I invented Blitz Champs in 2015, and it really is like the card, the 2D format of football. So if you know about football, you'll love the game, right? But if you don't know about football, you'll still love the game. It's kind of like the football version of Uno. So ages 7 and up, 2 to 6 players can play at a time. And the goal of Blitz Champs is simple. It's to be the first player to score 21 or more points. Green cards are your offensive cards. That's what you use to score points, right? Green means go. Red cards are your defensive cards. That's what you use to remove points from your opponents, right? Red means stop. And then yellow cards, they keep the game in motion. So similar to like skip next player, reverse play, draw one, draw two, that type of thing.
That's really neat. It actually involves math, so it can make them smarter too.
Yes. I'm so glad you brought it up, Amy, because Blitz Champs is used in elementary and middle schools as a math learning tool. Don't let the kids know though, right? We just, it's fun, just play, right? But when they do so, they will be getting better at math.
How much does the NFL have to do with this? How much support do you get?
It's been fantastic. So I started approaching the NFL in like 2018 and was knocking on doors of like the individual teams. Then I started reaching out to NFL Flag, I think in 2020. And in 2022, the NFL said, okay, we're going to take a shot. We're going to take a shot on you. And I was able to get a licensing deal. And now we have Blitz Champs games for all 32 NFL teams.
Man, that must keep you busy. How involved are you when it comes to the day-to-day?
Oh my gosh, it's all I do. Amy, I'm tired. Like, I'm so, you know, I'm so busy. Because now Blitz Champs, you can get Blitz Champs at Amazon.com. We're in Barnes & Noble stores throughout, like every Barnes & Noble store throughout the country. We're in Walmart stores. We're everywhere. Fanatics.com. So just, you can grab a Blitz Champs game. Just get it everywhere. Just get some for everybody.
The more I read about you, the more I see it's not just your card game for young people. It's also various organizations that you work with, both boys and girls, so not restrictive to either gender. What's been the most rewarding part of helping young people at that age discover football?
Oh, yeah. I have a couple of anecdotes, a couple of stories that just really resonate with me, and I kind of get emotional when I think about it, because, you know, I've been blessed. I'm an athlete. I've had an opportunity to play football around the world, whether it's tackle football, flag football. I've won multiple championships, so I know what it's like to be a champion in this sport. And part of the reason why I invented Blitz Champs was because I wanted other people to experience the joy, the strategy, and the excitement of playing football, because not everyone can do it. And I'll tell you this, Amy, there were a couple of times, once when we did a Blitz Champs activation for the Green Bay Packers, and another time we did it for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I had two boys come up. They were probably like 12 or 13, one in each city. And one was confined to a wheelchair, and the other one had something like muscular dystrophy, but he couldn't really walk well, so he was walking with crutches. And, you know, I said, come on up, boys, you know, I'm going to teach you this game. And Amy, they learned the game, and when they won, the joy on their faces, like, aww. I've seen that look before. I know what that look is. That's a championship look. I've seen it before. That moved me to tears. Like, I honestly had to walk away each time, because it was my dream come to fruition, where I was able to take the positive, the wonderful emotions that I get when I win a championship, and give that to someone who couldn't even walk. But in that moment, each of those boys was a champion, and they knew it.
Incredible obstacles to overcome in order to understand football, but also to be able to participate in a different way. Thank you for sharing that story. Along your journey, what would you say have been some of the greatest challenges that you've had to overcome?
Honestly, just being a woman in football and, you know, walking into rooms and saying, hey, yes, I am female. However, I really know this game. To the point where I know football so well that I've invented a new version of it. I've taken football from the three-dimensional, you know, turf field, and I've put it into a card game. It plays with the same intensity. You have to use strategy. You have to be smart. You have, it's super fun, and grandmas can play it, and kids can play it, and it really brings families together. So it's been a bit difficult as a woman to convince people that what I'm saying is true.
There are still people who push back on women as coaches in the NFL. You mentioned Jen. She was a pioneer, and it wasn't that long ago, but it took a head coach like Bruce Arians to give her the opportunity. We've seen other coaches that have done the same now in various spots around the league. But what would be your reaction, your response to someone who would say, women can't teach dudes football?
Oh, I would walk right past them because I knew they weren't talking to me. So my response is to go score a touchdown and polish my 8 rings. That's my response.
I feel like that's a mic drop right there from Adrian Smith.
I don't drop anything. I catch all the balls. So yeah, we're not dropping anything even on this interview, Amy.
No, we're definitely not. Adrian, who's a quarterback in the NFL that you feel like would be terrific at flag football?
Ooh, that's a good one. I mean, Lamar Jackson, because you have to be in flag. The quarterback has to be nimble, has to be swift, scrappy. So I think he'd do very well.
What about another wide receiver that you really enjoy watching in the NFL?
I'm a 49ers fan. So back when, you know, before Brandon Ayuk got hurt, he was great. I mean, you've got to go with Ja'Marr Chase. He's just going to catch it. Like, it's just the ball is caught. And even, you know, going back to my 49ers, Deebo Samuels, he's a wide receiver in a whole bunch of other positions, but I enjoy watching him as well.
If the Niners come to you, let's say Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch come to you and ask about Brock Purdy and his future, what do you tell them?
Oh, let me put my sunglasses on because it's that bright.
So I found your account on, I call it Twix, X now, at Adrian the 10. But where else can people find you and find out more about the NFL Shield edition of Blitz Champs?
All of my social handles across Snap, across Blue Sky, across Instagram, Adrian the 10. So ADRIENNE. THE10. That's my jersey number, is 10. So I'm there, and it's the same for Blitz Champs, BLITZCHAMPZ. We're everywhere. So Instagram, Facebook, wherever it is, where LinkedIn, those are my handles.
Some cool stuff too on her social. So make sure you check it out. 5-time member of the U.S. Women's National Flag Football Team, 6-time national champ as a receiver with the Renegades in Boston, and also a 2-time gold medalist. And we will certainly need to hear an update when you've got something to share about the 28 Olympics. Adrian, it's incredible to catch up with you. Thank you so much for a few minutes, but congratulations on all of your success.
Thank you so much. And Amy, one last thing. I have a big announcement with Blitz Champs. I'm actually launching the Blitz Champs Math League for elementary and middle schools. So teachers, principals, parents, if you're interested, it's going to be a phenomenal program that uses Blitz Champs to build math confidence for our students in grades 3 through 8. Just go to blitzchamps.com, go to the Contact Us page, and send us a quick note that you're interested, and we'll follow up with you.
Oh, perfect. Well, thanks for sharing that with us, and we'll look for more down the road. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Amy.